Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's a brand new month. Oh, indeed. It's August 1st, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Wouldn't you like to know what's going on with the iPhone 8? Well, look no further, because Apple's stupid hub kind of leaked it for us. Seems a developer found an icon representing the iPhone 8, or again, whatever it's going to be called, we don't really know yet. That is actually within the firmware for Apple's upcoming HomePod. And lo and behold, I don't see a home button. But we do see something a bit interesting towards the top of the screen. I'm guessing that's where the earpiece is going to go. Kind of a jot down, everything else, complete screen. We're also noticing, again, by this icon, the same narrow bezel design we've seen just pretty much in the last iPhones. Other leakage we've seen with HomePod's firmware. Looks like we're gonna get infrared face unlock too with it. Maybe that's why the home button's gone, I don't know. In any case, thanks Apple. Are you ready for ultra-fast speed on your mobile? Well, Samsung hopes you're going to be, at least when their upcoming Galaxy S9 comes out. I know it's still a long way off, but it looks like Samsung's going to have super-ass speeds in it. Actually, they're promising faster than fiber speeds. Yes, according to what we're hearing, you're going to get 1.2 gigabits per second with Samsung's latest chip. Of course, this will be for the network of LTE Advanced, not 5G networks like in US, Europe, and, you know, other places that's going up right now. Apparently, how this is going to work, mobile operators will allow the chip to grab multiple LTE frequencies. That will range from the 800 megahertz all the way up to the 1.8 gigahertz. Combine them all and voila, super speed! Again though, depending on your network. And we know how reliable our networks can be when it comes to mobile. Yeah. Using Gboard keyboard on your iPhone? Well, you might have noticed an improvement. That is, if you updated already. Yeah, that's right. Google's updated their keyboard for iPhone. And they're going to give you easier access to maps and YouTube functionality. They also added a few extra languages there, that being Arabic and Hebrew and a few others. Google's saying now with the tap of the G button, you'll have easy access to maps and YouTube, making it easier to share your location, video content, and any messaging app. Aren't you happy? Ah, yes. All this convenience from a keyboard. If you want it, go update now. And finally, Game of Thrones. Don't worry, no spoilers. I won't do that to you. What comes to your mind when it comes to Game of Thrones, other than the actual television series? Piracy. No, it doesn't. Well, yeah, me neither. But yeah, it's probably the most pirated television show on the internet. How pirated is it? Well, for the sixth straight year in a row, that is if it's winning awards, which I doubt it is for piracy, it is claiming the top spot. Now, researchers have actually discovered that out of the 12.2 million total viewers when it premiered just a few weeks ago, 1.77 million actually came from illegal sources. Basically, when you put that in percentages, that's about 14.51% that are watching it illegally. Aha! But where are people watching this illegally? Well, this probably won't surprise you. Seoul, South Korea. Yeah, they've got the fastest internet on the planet, so why not? Athens, Greece. Yeah, well. Then we got Brazil, and then it just all goes China from there on out. Probably using those VPNs that they probably won't be able to use much anymore. Then again, it is Game of Thrones, and I'm sure not even the Great Firewall of China can keep the thrones away. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is our website. Podcast there, blogs there, so much is over there. Facebook page, also there, British Tech Network. Twitter, also there, at British Tech. I'm also there on the Twitters, at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room, our BTN community. Come on over and join us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Wednesday Hump Day edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, have yourself a great Tuesday. Let's start this month right. All right. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.